Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And Terry Keyes. There, I said it. All right. Poor guy, he's left out of the. Terry, you've been in for 4 or 5 days. You're going to be doing it again tomorrow.
They're still calling me Rick the Professor.
And they're still
Plum.
Calling. Well, you know what? It's maybe you're just that good. Maybe you've
I've graduated to the Plum status.
Maybe.
Should I go to the county records department and change my name?
We're going to change your name. That's right. Or at least get, you know.
Imagine two Plums running around this place.
One's a professor, one's a hurricane. We're not going to get rid of your
nickname. You're going to hate this one, but that would be Plum Crazy.
Okay, there you go. We've never used that joke before, have we? Fortunately. All right, getting started right away. The second hour of Bucket Strategy Investing. We got no time to waste, even though we just wasted about 30 seconds. Terry Keyes, you're costing us a fortune here, so we got to get right to it. He's here for Professor Plum. By the way, who will return with me, I guess, no, not tomorrow. It'll be Thursday. That's right. We're standing by helping you out with your most pressing money questions. We've got a lot of things to talk about this hour. We'll be taking your phone calls as usual. We're going to get back into the buckets discussion only because I hate it when we talk about something and we only get partway through. So we're going to be talking a little bit about buckets 2 and 3 this hour. But now, of course.
You hate it, but it happens all the time, John.
It's because we get calls.
It's because the 877 planner comes first.
It does. It always comes first. And right now we got room on the phone. So if you prefer us not to talk about buckets, call with your questions of something else.
This is genius.
Isn't it, though?
If you want to shut us up now, pick up the phone. And you're not actually going to shut us up, though. You're going to get us talking again because we're going to have to answer your question.
Well,
if you want to drive the discussion, if you want to decide what we talk about on the show, then you call 877-PLANNER.
That's right, because I've had that happen before where, you know, maybe I'll talk about, you know, business development companies or something, and people might say, you know what, I'm going to call on something else. Well, you can do that.
Betty didn't want to talk about Buckets.
Last hour?
She wanted to talk about CDs.
CDs coming due, right. Rennell had a question on saving for college. We had questions on annuities, which we're going to cover perhaps a little bit later on. Again, our number, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. As Terry said, we take your phone calls first, so get your money questions ready. Give us a call. Now, as for your emails, you can send your questions and comments here to us at wealthed.com, right there at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Brain Trust, here, standing by for you. We can do so both on and off the air. You should keep in mind that the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, they can help you out with your own individual situation. You want a personalized bucket strategy? You get in touch with the professor or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number, 800-644-1150. They'll set you up with your own buckets strategy. They've got an entire network of Brain Trust advisors. They're ready to help you out. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air. And the important one to us on the air, once again, 877-PLANNER. Money questions asked and answered right here. So we did talk about buckets. I was proud of us for part of the hour last hour, Terry. I mentioned the importance of having money set aside, safe money set aside, carved off, so that you're not paying the light bill next month with money that you had to take out of your portfolio that last week was worth, you know, I'm making a hypothetical situation. You know, last month was worth $300,000, and for whatever reason, you know, it's now worth $295,000, regardless of what you did because it lost money. You don't want to have to do that. So we're talking about carving money off into some sort of safety. Over what period of time? Well, bucket one, as we've said, 6 years, 7 years, we'll call it 7 years because we like that to happen. So you bought yourself 7 years of income. We've already determined how much your income is based on what you already have coming in and what your shortfall is. So now you say, I got 7 years. Well, what happens next? You know, when 7 years is up, Terry,
Well, actually, what happens is probably
the markets could still be down.
Maybe in year three or four, we move some more money into bucket one from a longer term investment that had been around 3 or 4 years already.
Okay, so you might refill it.
Yeah. So I just want to make the point: we may not wait to the end of the seventh year and then just start to fill bucket one again. Mm-hmm. But all along, we purposely bought some investments after we filled. Okay, after we filled up bucket one with our $175,000 in the earlier scenario, we then went on at that same time and we bought some investments that were 5, 6, 7+ years in time horizon.
So now this is money that we aren't even going to touch for the next 7 years, starting between years 7 and 15.
So it could be a 7 to 15 year time horizon.
So what are we looking at?
Let's go back for a second. The first thing any financial advisor, I don't care who it is, should ask you when you're beginning a discussion about designing a strategy is timeframes.
Timeframes
for everything. When are you going to need this money? How much money are you going to need for this amount of years? How much money are you going to need in later years? Are we going to build inflation in? Because I'm going to need more money then. Is a pension going to go away? Is a pension going to kick in 5 years from now?
That's another one. You might retire at 60, but you got a pension coming at age 65, which changes your
strategy.
A couple
I met with this morning, they've been collecting on their portfolio for a couple of years now, but now Social Security is kicking in. So it's an event that happened while they were already. Mm-hmm. So they have the option to take less from the portfolio now because it's going to be replaced with $4,000 a month in Social Security checks between the two of them.
A big relief, which
$4,000. I mean, I think the number was $3,900 a month. They're going between the two of them. They're going to get in
an extra $45,000 a year, $48,000, $50,000, whatever it is. That can make a big difference. And as we said, it takes pressure off of your portfolio.
Absolutely.
But you still got to plan for years. Call it 8 through 15. You bought set time for years 7. So what do you design for those years between 8 and 15? I mean, you can't go really into the broad market because that may not be enough.
So here, let's go in terms of risk. I love to explain bucket two options in terms of risk.
Good, let's do that right here.
The safest risk would be a fixed annuity. Sure, I'm only going to get 2.5-3%, but I can do it, right?
A fixed annuity.
Yep.
Even though you've seen them beaten up by certain people who just don't
fixed
see
annuity
any
has,
good.
It's a CD at an insurance company. It has relatively little risk. I mean, you got some surrender charge risk. You got some interest rate risk. And I don't know, you may have the claims paying ability of the insurance company risk. But you know what? It's a safe investment. It's fixed. Like I say, a 7-year annuity today is probably 2.9. So that's idea one. Number two, you could step it up a notch, maybe do an index annuity that's indexed to the S&P 500 instead of a fixed guaranteed rate every year.
Maybe get a little bit more,
yeah,
perhaps.
Number three, you might want to go even more risky and do a balanced portfolio for bucket two. A portfolio that's 50% short duration fixed income type investments, kind of like bucket one, mm-hmm. and then 50% safe equities. So they're combined, and you're okay with that because you have 7 to 15 years and the whole thing isn't exposed to the market.
Not safe a bad idea. Equities.
Yeah, like large cap companies that pay dividends or something. You know, a nice conservative balanced portfolio is not a bad idea either.
So you can have that inside of a bucket too.
Absolutely.
And the idea is after you hit years 8 and 15, to have enough money where you can replace the money inside bucket one, make that safe, so that you've really bought yourself 15 years, which is what we like,
right,
of income that was coming in regardless of what happens in the market, which could. You could have an entire 10-year period where the market doesn't do anything.
You know, so a person walks out of a Lucia Capital Group office after the first day that they've seen and designed their retirement strategy. They're retiring at 66, 67 years old, and we just built this model that we've just described of where every dollar is going to come from for the next 15 years, you got to feel pretty good because a 66-year-old is 81 years old in 15 years, John. I mean,
right.
It's basically life expectancy. I'm not saying I hope everybody's going to, leave us at age 80 or 81, but for a 66, 67-year-old, 81, 82 is life expectancy.
Right. Now, obviously, a lot of people do live longer than that.
Well, so obviously, the way the strategy's designed is so that you can continue well beyond 15 years and you have assets that you're probably still going to leave your heirs.
And the reason, of course, that we try to buy 15 years, Terry, is because you've got that third bucket. You've got that third equity bucket.
Where I am going to take risk. I am going to put money that's at market risk.
Yes.
I am gonna buy investments that are equities
and volatile,
up and down.
Yep,
2002, 2008, mm-hmm. market corrections.
2000. But the reason you don't care so much about it is, number one, you've got your income coming in for at least the next 15 years. Number two, you've got time, because over 15 years, what generally happens and has happened in the stock market
they tend to end up higher over 15-year periods than any other time frame. So it's funny, John, because I was looking at something during the break I thought I'd share with everybody. Let me refresh here, but I believe we are within 11 points of the S&P 500's all-time high.
We're 11?
Yeah, it was over 100 points
yesterday.
Yeah, well, we've obviously had some good days. We're at 2100 almost, 2099.
And it was 2111.
2111, I want to say, is what it was. So, yeah, it's up 5 today. The Dow is over 18,000 again, 18,045. The all-time high on the Dow was 18,300. 314? Yeah, 300 something.
Something,
okay?
Yeah.
18,300s, yeah. Okay? Well, and the low of the Dow just in 2009 was 6,600.
Now, okay.
So there's your example right there. It hasn't been 15 years. It's been, I mean, that's just one time frame. We can't go by one, but I'm just using that as an example.
But you know what? There are people who retired in 2001, right? Right as the market had just started to come down. Remember NASDAQ and all that stuff? Well, they put their money into the broad market, their bucket three. It's been seasoning for 15 years. It's seen two big downturns.
But they're still sitting at 18,000 right now today.
Exactly.
That's just the last 15 years, 2001 till today.
That's what it is, till today, 15 years, just by chance. Now, I'm not saying that every 15-year period going forward is going to, you know, is guaranteed to be up, but so far, they all have.
So what we're saying is time is the best way to manage risk in an equities portfolio.
That's it, which is why you do a bucket strategy. All right, 877-PLANNER, some emails, more of your phone calls, lines open. Call the Brain Trust now with your money question. Johnny Dean and Terry Keyes, we're coming right back.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, and learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Request of this song, I do believe. Somebody here in the studio. It wasn't me.
I requested Time.
On my side, you said.
There we go.
You see, there it is. Yeah, that's right. All right. That's the saying, we deliver.
Wow.
You didn't know you had that kind of power, did you?
That's called immediate gratification.
That's what it is. You know, when I was a kid, because I was such a radio junkie, I was like 9 years old. I was calling radio stations trying to get them to play my requests. And I called over and over and over. I was one of those annoying kids, asked for the same songs. But when it finally did play, whether they played it because of my requests or not, I felt like I was king of the world.
What we did was we sat around the family room when my parents were at work. And my friends and I, we would call random phone numbers in our town.
Okay, you're crank calling.
We're crank callers. We would ask if your refrigerator's running.
Yes, yes. Okay, and Sir Walter Raleigh in a can or yeah, something like that. Whatever those stupid ones were. But see, you know, you can't do that anymore.
Is your refrigerator running?
Because everybody knows who's calling, and you can easily call somebody back.
I think back then they knew it was us.
Well, they probably did.
I think they hung up and said, honey, that was that Keys kid again.
That Keys kid again, because he's the only one.
Checking on a refrigerator again.
Who's going to make a stupid joke like that? Please. Okay.
There's probably some 30-year-old that listening does not know the rest of that joke. And I'm not going to say it for your benefit. So,
which joke? The refrigerator running?
Yeah, when you call and ask people if the refrigerator's running. Do you know the answer?
Well,
they say yes.
Yes, and so they say, well, you got to go catch it. Yes, of course. Yeah. I did that when I was a kid. I think my grandparents did that when they were kids. You just miss it. You know, I haven't gotten one crank call in 25 years.
I don't have a home phone anymore. I can't get a crank call.
Well, and that's part of the problem. Now it's just telemarketers. You know what? At least the kids that were making these crank calls, at least you might be able to get a laugh out of them.
Right.
Right? But, you know, you get these fake calls from robo calls, and you get these people tell you you've won vacations. I mean, there's no humor in that.
Nah.
And you can't even slam the phone down because they're calling your cell phone. All right, anyway, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's see. I have one that I've been saving for a while. It's not on your list, an email, but you can do this.
Off the list.
It's off the list, but okay. I've saved some of these from the last time that you were on because I wanted to just bring this up.
Right.
Bruce in Irvine, California. I inherited a lot of money 24 years ago. I've been living off of the income. Last year, my brokerage firm put me into a portfolio of individual bonds, and most of them defaulted within the last year, so I lost nearly $300,000. I'm 64, and they're now advising me to put $700,000 into one annuity and $610,000 in another, and to transfer the risk to the insurance company instead of me having this. Is this a good idea?
Is this the same people that put you in the $300,000 with the bonds that defaulted?
That I don't know.
Is this a trick question, or what? I mean, it almost doesn't seem real. So this person,
yes,
invested in junk bonds, basically.
Junk bonds, to try to get a better rate of return, obviously.
Yeah, which is crazy. Well, lost $300,000 in principal and now wants to consider using annuities as an alternative to a bond.
Yes, and whoever
probably
this
should have
is.
Done the annuities in the first place, depending on what type they are.
Well, maybe that's why he's asking, because he's saying, they're now advising me, let's forget these junk bonds, and maybe this is a different firm, I don't know, to put $700,000 into one annuity and $610,000 in another and let the insurance company take the risk. What's your thought on this?
Yeah, I mean, the insurance company isn't really taking any risk when you put money in an annuity. So depending on the type of an annuity, might not be a bad idea. A fixed annuity or an index annuity can be used as an alternative to a bond,
mm-hmm.
which is where these people, you know, who's ever giving them advice
right.
might be going. They might. Hopefully it's someone different and new that's giving them advice saying, look it, I can't get you the 7% rate of return you were going to get from those junk bonds, probably in an index annuity. At least I hope they're not telling them they can, because it's going to be more like a 3 or 4% rate of return in an index annuity.
Right.
But at least we'll let the insurance company buy these investments behind the scenes. I don't really call it transferring risk, to get you 3 or 4, and your principal's not at risk in an index annuity. So if that's the idea, I don't have any problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea. Good way to safen up your portfolio. But here's the problem. What percentage of this person's overall portfolio does this $1.3 million that's left represent? I'm assuming it's his whole portfolio.
Boy, man.
Let's just make that assumption, okay?
All right. Okay.
I'm not putting $1.3 million of a whole portfolio in annuities.
Yeah.
So my answer on that part is, no, I don't think that's a good idea. My answer to the whole email is, get a strategy, okay?
Yeah, my question would be, exactly.
Where's your strategy?
Where's the strategy? And to back up even farther than that, what are your goals with this? I mean, is, you know, this is money that Bruce inherited a long time ago. He's been living off of the income. So I'm guessing he wants to generate a certain amount of income, maybe more than he's been able to get.
Yeah, where's the income going to come from in the strategy of two annuities? Are you going to take withdrawals from the annuities?
It sounds like that's
what
the case
was. Yeah, I don't know. And are they lifetime income annuities? Is there a lifetime income rider? I need to know more. But the bottom line to this email is, there needs to be an overall strategy for all $1.3 million to produce the amount of money
mm-hmm.
that's wanted from this portfolio right back to buckets. Some of it should be in a bucket one, not an annuity, or latter part of bucket one could be an annuity maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it should be bucket two, maybe some of that could be an index annuity, and then some money should still be exposed to the markets.
So how much could you get? Let's say he puts, I don't know, puts maybe $500,000. That may be too much anyway, but into some kind of a, you know, fixed annuity or maybe an index annuity.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of income can you generate out of that in general?
I wouldn't use an index annuity for income.
Well, okay, yeah. So let's talk
about. I would say none. I would buy
an equity.
I would use an equity index annuity to get a 4% rate of return. I'd be shooting for a 3 or 4% rate of return over the next 7 years or so.
So can he get?
So it's an alternative to a CD or a bond.
Okay, but you got to let that sit for a while. You're
sure.
not getting an income.
So that's gone. There's no income from that. You're getting your income from putting cash in bucket one and spending it.
Okay, so let's take somebody who has a need for extra income, and they're saying, you know, I'm going to call $500,000. Maybe that's a lot of money. They say, I got $500,000. I really need to generate some form of lifetime income out of this, but they said that's all they've got is $500,000. You would not recommend somebody put the entire amount into it. Not that it's going to go bust necessarily.
No, but you'd have all of your assets, $500,000, mm-hmm. in a lifetime income annuity, let's say,
mm-hmm.
paying a 5% rate is what you could draw from a lifetime income annuity.
So you're getting $25,000 a year or something out of it.
No, 5%
$500,000?
5% of $500,000, you're getting $25,000.
Right.
For the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. No raise.
It's going to go to zero at some point. It's going
right.
to run out of money because you're withdrawing your own $25,000,
right.
okay, and there's fees.
Yep.
Okay, and then the $25,000 for the rest of your life is no inflation adjustment.
Yeah, and so...
So therefore, the reason why you wouldn't take all of your assets and buy one $500,000 lifetime income annuity if that's all you had.
20 years from now, you're still getting that same $25,000, which may not be enough in this particular example.
Right.
Now, you know you're going to be getting this every year,
yeah.
so at least there's some of that peace of mind. But the reason you wouldn't put it all in is because you can do better than that? What? Why
yeah.
wouldn't you...
Well, because you can have a better overall strategy. Number one, you're all your eggs are in one basket. There's the real reason I wouldn't do that scenario is there's no inflation adjustment.
Okay, so that's really the
yeah,
you want to be able
I,
to
I
get
be
yourself
able to take
a raise.
25 grand, maybe 26 yeah. in a couple of years, 28, 29,000 in five
yeah.
or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've committed all of it to that one investment, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Whereas if you did split that money up into some bucket one, bucket two, and left some money for long term, the reason we use equity, some people say, well, why have anything in equities in retirement?
Yeah, exactly.
Why
yes, and I've heard
all?
That too, which is why
because
I'm asking.
Because it's the only investment, that and real estate are the only two investments that will keep pace with inflation or outpace inflation over long periods of time.
Yes.
So it's your hedge against inflation in your portfolio. We must get that question 1,000 times a year.
Exactly.
At workshops, where's inflation? How do I take care of inflation?
And obviously $25,000 does not spend the same now as it's going to spend 20 years from now.
Yeah.
And
if
so
if
you
I'm
may
doing
need
a 15-year strategy, I better be giving you more income 15 years from now than I gave you today.
Exactly. You may need 30 grand, 35 then. Okay. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We got a couple folks on hold. We're going to get back to your phone calls. We got some more emails to get to as well. Hang on. Vic in Stratford, Connecticut. We're going to get to your question coming up here in just a little bit. And we still have two lines open, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes from Lucia Capital Group, answering your money questions. The Brain Trust standing by on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan what? Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes standing by, talking to you about your money, answering your money questions here, and talking to you about strategy. Great discussion so far today on buckets. We've also sort of dovetailed into taking income out of your portfolio, ways to at least make sure or try to make sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of time. And that's one of the themes, one of the key themes, Terry, to these workshops that you guys have been doing since, well, you've been doing it for years. But this particular series in the spring, since I believe January, they're going to continue a week from Saturday. April 30th is the next one. That'll be in Santa Clara, California. You can meet the Brain Trust. Not Terry Keyes this time, but you're still going to meet Professor Rick Plum. You're also going to meet John Ellis, who will be filling in for Terry at that particular workshop, talking to the folks in Santa Clara. Anybody who's within 50 miles, I'll say, of the Santa Clara area, the Marriott there on, what is it again?
I think it's Great America Parkway, or it used to be. That may have changed the name once they built the stadium there, but it's the 101 freeway. We're off the 101. Everybody knows where
everybody
it is.
Everybody knows.
It's a big Marriott.
You can't miss it. So you can't miss the building, and you can't miss this workshop, too. I should stress that. Sign up. It's at wealthed.com. It's all free. WEALTH, wealthed.com. It's a Saturday morning for a couple of hours, answering your questions, talking to you about your money, and learning all about this whole idea of making sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of time. Very, very important. The number one concern to retirees, and it should be to you too. So, once again, Saturday, April 30th in Santa Clara, California, wealthed.com. Sign up there. It is free. Okay, let's get, we're going to some more emails. Terry, we're going to take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER. Let's put Vic up next somewhere in Connecticut. Hi, Vic.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. My situation is that I get about a 3% yield on my total portfolio. I'm retired now. So I get about $60,000 in income from my portfolio. I only need about $35,000. In this particular situation, do you still recommend a buckets of money strategy? And the only reason why I'm asking the question is because it seems to me the bucket of money strategy that you guys are recommending, the fault I see with it is that not all of your money is really invested, for a good return. That
right.
Bucket one, you're not going to get much of a return. Now, all of my money is invested, and I have enough income from my portfolio to live. Do you still recommend a buckets of money strategy for someone like me?
Well, that's what we talked about.
It's just a different strategy, and that's why we talk about everybody's strategy is different. You're right, though. In a buckets of money strategy, a traditional one, you're getting one or two in bucket one. You're trying to get four or five in bucket two. You're trying to get seven or eight in bucket three. And you're trying to get six or seven from alternative investments, maybe. You know what I mean?
So yeah, but if you've already
across
got
the board, a bucket. Well, let me just go with this in general.
Okay.
For Vic. In general, with a bucket strategy, across the board, if you do a weighted average return of all the amounts in all of those buckets, Vic, I tell people, you're looking for maybe a 5, 6% gross rate of return. On a regular bucket strategy, if you come to an advisor and you say, I'm just really trying to get a 3% rate of return on average, you're just going to have different investments
sure.
in a strategy. Do you have any errors, Vic?
Sure, yes, I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want to purposely underinvest just because you don't need the income. You want to be a wise investor no matter what. So, I mean, you could get in a guaranteed payment a 3% rate of return on a 7-year annuity pretty much and just
sure
and so once you put in enough to get you your 30 grand right? Which is what he says he needs to live on. Well, you only need to do $1 million to do that.
But
right,
you've said you've already got all your income, right?
No, he said he has too much.
Maybe you have misinterpreted what I'm saying. The yield on my portfolio is 3%.
Right. So you're if your yield is
dividend yielding stocks, I have bonds, I have so forth and so on.
Right, but it's
just the yield is that much. That doesn't mean that's my total return.
Well, I don't know how your portfolio is designed, in other words, but if all you're yielding is 3% gross rate of return on everything, then it's still a pretty conservative portfolio. I mean, so my point is this. You only need $30,000 to live on. It's producing $60,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so what I would do is design a portfolio that safely generates $30,000 to $35,000, and then the balance of the – and I only need $1 million to do that, let's say, Vic.
Probably
then
not
I would
that.
Separate my money and have the $1 million, the other million invested for my heirs. I mean, because I don't want to do something that's not intelligent. So, I mean, you're not investing just for yourself because you don't need the income from your portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in your position, in theory, should have 50%, 60% of your portfolio in equities because that's the only way you're going to get a good rate of return. And if you're spending money currently, which it sounds like you are, from dividends from equities, I don't like that either because you're reverse dollar cost averaging.
Yeah, but I'm not. To the extent that I need money, I'm just taking the money, but the rest is being reinvested.
Okay, good.
Into
good.
The stock portion. Yeah. And my portfolio has about 60% in equities right now.
Well, then you have a bucket strategy.
Yeah.
You got a good one.
Not there really. It is.
Yeah.
No, so I really don't have a bucket strategy. I don't have a bucket one.
Your bucket one is what you're getting for income.
Where are you taking your income from?
Just from dividends and interest.
Yeah.
Well, if it's interest, you do have. If it's interest, yes, you do have a bucket one.
That's bucket one.
And if it's dividends, I advise against it heavily because I don't want to spend. If it's dividends from equities, you're reverse dollar cost averaging.
When the market goes down. Yeah.
All the time.
I'm not doing that. I am not selling shares. I'm not selling shares. I'm just taking whatever dividends I get on a quarterly basis.
Right.
But when you don't take that dividend and buy back into those shares because they're volatile, you are.
Yeah, that's the difference there.
You may not think you are, but you are, Vic.
Yeah. Hey, so, Vic, I appreciate the call. Yeah. Thanks very much for that.
There's many people that do what he do. And if he wants to do that, that's fine. It's not the best way to do it.
It's not the most efficient way to do it. Because if you're taking dividends, what you're doing is you're taking the money out of the portfolio, right?
Yes. Yeah, so and even though he thinks he's just spending the yield, you know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
That yield could be doing something else.
The yield could be adding to the portfolio.
Yeah. So in 2008, when those equities went down in value, whichever ones he owns that are paying that yield,
guess what?
He would have bought a lot more shares and he'd have a lot more shares of those same equities.
Exactly.
Now, he's spending the yield, you'll never get any more shares.
Now he's in a good position where he's.
Well,
that's
the other thing is maybe what Vic is saying in a roundabout way is, well, if I have $2 million, I only need $30,000. Do I really need a bucket strategy? You don't need a traditional bucket strategy, but
no.
You need a strategy.
Well, of course you need a strategy because you got to make sure you're still getting – you need some income from somewhere. Now,
a client calls me up and says, I have $11 million. Do I need a bucket strategy? No, but you need a strategy for smart investing.
Well, okay.
You call it what you want to call it. I could almost call – anything a bucket strategy in a sense if I want to. It's just
well, it has
different,
to be
different
up.
Amounts and different buckets.
Exactly. It has to be set up properly. Now, somebody that has $11 million, excuse me, but needs, you know, $3 million a year to live off of.
Right.
Well, you know, you're still, or $2 million to live off of per year. I think you're still going to want to set up some kind of a strategy.
Well, now, most people are really trying to grow wealth still. And if you are, you've got to maximize every dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to take the smartest approach to getting the $30,000 that he needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could be a smart investor with the rest. And he doesn't have to get emotional. Let's say he has 60% of his portfolio in equities.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care if the market crashes tomorrow because he doesn't need any of it.
No,
he can be a smart investor.
Right.
And that's going to make your heirs better off at some point. We talk about that at every workshop. So call it a retirement income workshop, call it a buckets workshop, call it whatever you want to call it. It's smart investing.
Now, in his case, you know, is he going to run out of money doing what he's doing? Probably not.
No.
You know,
it's just not the most efficient way to do it.
No.
The minute he says he's spending dividends from equities, then it's not the most efficient way to do it.
Right. Now, he said he's living off of interest and dividends. Now, the interest portion of it sort of is like a bucket strategy.
I don't know what the interest is coming from. Is it coming from short duration bonds? Is it coming from CDs?
Exactly.
I don't know where the interest is coming from.
I have no idea. But it is, to be clear, it is. You are reverse dollar cost averaging, which I guess a lot of people aren't aware of. if you're taking money, kind of the way Grandpa did it, you know?
You bought people all the time say, why don't I just put $1 million all in equities that pay about a 3-3.5%. You know, it's hard to get more than a 3 or 4% yield from dividend paying stocks in today's world.
Right.
But let's say I get a 3.5% yield.
And I'm getting 30
grand
a year.
We get that question all the time.
Right.
Yeah, that's really good until those equities go down 38% in value in 2008.
And then what happens
to that? I don't care what the company was. It went down in value.
And what happens to that dividend?
And who in 2001 ever would have thought United Airlines would file the largest bankruptcy in the history of the United States?
Well, there are companies, too, that haven't, you know, that didn't even survive.
Right. And that was considered, I mean, these are, you know, blue chip companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's you know, but again, if you got $2 million, you only need 30, you can do that if you want to do it, I guess.
Well, and here's the thing, too, Terry. You know, if you've got pensions and Social Security coming in, let's say you've got a $500,000, $1 million, whatever it is, let's call it even a $300,000 portfolio, but you've got enough in pensions and Social Security and all that kind of stuff coming in where you don't even have to touch that $250,000. You've got it. So you say, well, do I need to be, you know, have a quote unquote bucket strategy? Well, your pensions and your income don't come from your portfolio, but that's still a bucket one type. But that means that you can leave your portfolio alone and invest it more aggressively.
I have a friend. He gets $100,000 a year in pension. He and his wife don't need anything else. They have a $600,000
exactly.
portfolio.
Yes.
It could be 100% in stocks. It's still a bucket strategy. A bucket strategy. His bucket strategy is 100% bucket three.
Exactly.
And just because you're on one bucket or another doesn't mean you don't have a strategy.
Right. You've already got your bucket one income coming from
somewhere.
The problem
I have, I think almost anybody, I could argue, has a strategy, a bucket strategy. They're out of whack, though.
Yeah, because they're not
doing it in the most efficient way possible.
Exactly. And there's another problem that I've seen. We've got to take a break. But, you know, do a bucket strategy, and then they tell you how to do it, but they do it wrong. All right, 877-PLANNER, trivia, et cetera, coming up when we return.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Talking buckets today and anything else that you want to talk about. Been a great discussion. I think we've covered it very thoroughly, Terry. I think we got everybody covered for the next, you know, several months on buckets.
I hope that little hillbilly music there is not a reference to me, John.
Hillbilly reference? That's pure Prairie League.
Okay.
Song called Amy. What yeah. you gonna do?
Kind of country rock though.
Well, it is a little bit, yeah. but you're more of a you're not. Well,
I'm a country rock guy.
You are. You do
Neil,
live in.
I'm a huge Neil Young fan. You know that. Right?
Oh, I know that. You yeah. live in the hills, so
I
maybe that is.
Hills.
Yeah. Banjo music is what we need for you.
I feel at home when I hear the banjo music.
A little deliverance for yep. Terry.
Feels like and a night on the prairie.
We're going to deliver once again for a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Who's next here? Jeff? Okay, Jeff.
In beautiful, sunny Phoenix.
Phoenix AZ. Hello, Jeff. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Sure.
Quick question, and it's based on a couple of assumptions. I'm a male, 62, single, and I'm thinking now about leaving some money to my daughter. And... the assumptions I have is, one, that life insurance proceeds are non-taxable.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I can buy a paid-up or full, I don't know what the term is, life insurance policy. So if that's true, if both of those are true, what if I take $100,000 in cash, buy a paid-up life insurance policy, then when I die, she gets the proceeds of the life insurance policy tax-free?
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Every once in a while, there's a situation like this where someone says, look, I just want to leave a legacy. I want to leave something. And depending on how long you live, depends will be the outcome of how good an idea this was.
Right.
So, for example, Jeff, if you did this today while you're healthy and 62, which I encourage you to do if you're going to do it while you qualify, and something terrible happened to you in 3 or 4 years, it would be a phenomenal rate of return on your investment. However, if you live to be 96 years old, you could have taken the $100,000 and invested it in 6 or 7% equities portfolio and done equal to or better than the insurance ended up being. And you get a full step up in basis on that stock portfolio for her, so she doesn't pay any taxes on that either. So the life insurance really is more of a just in case type idea. I don't know how long I'm living. So just in case I don't live to 90, it leaves her X amount of dollars. So I don't have a problem with that idea at all, and it, you know, gives you the peace of mind going to sleep starting, like, you know, next month after you've done this, going to sleep every night knowing you did something nice for your daughter as a single dad.
if you do a paid up policy, is it only is the benefit exactly the amount that you pay in? So if I put in 100 grand, is the death benefit 100 grand?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, if you stand in line and get me your information, I'll give you some really cool quotes on a guaranteed death benefit. That's absolutely guaranteed, which is what you want to do. So you want to do a guaranteed universal life, the least expensive cost of insurance you can find. You at 62, I'm going to take a total guess, can probably get, this is a total guess, Jeff, 300 some thousand, maybe $400,000. I just have to do a calculation in my calculator, I can tell you. But $300,000 of death benefit day one. That's why I said it's a good idea.
In your situation,
yeah. Because God forbid something happened, and knock on wood here, in a couple of years, then yeah, your daughter collects $300,000+ absolutely tax free. You couldn't have invested anywhere and gotten that money to grow that quick. You follow me?
Yeah, that's what and it's tax free to her.
100%.
Versus while I'm accumulating this money, I'm going to be taxed on it the whole time.
No,
turn it over to her, that same $100,000, turn it over to her, even appreciated minus the taxes.
You're not going to have any taxes. Jeff, there's no taxes. You're going to put this $100,000 in tomorrow in an insurance policy?
Right, but if I keep it in my private assets, it's taxable each and every year.
The
investment gains on it.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you sell them, they are.
This is a way to avoid that. Yes.
Okay. And if I put down 100 grand, I'm not having monthly premiums on top of that.
Nothing. I can design it so you have an absolute guaranteed policy with an A-plus rated insurance company, and you'll know the day it's approved exactly what you own for the rest of your life, and it's absolutely guaranteed. And as long as you trust the full faith and claims paying ability of an A-rated insurance company, which I do. So I think it's a good idea. I tell people, Jeff, this is a great idea, John, for people that have $100,000 I'm never going to use in my lifetime anyways. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming this is all outside your retirement, your pensions, your Social Security.
Is that
you
right,
don't
Jeff?
You need this, and you can do it for her.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. This is non-retirement funds. This is cash that I have.
Stay stay on the line. Give Ara your information, and I will email you. I'll just email you a quote. I can't give you the name of the insurance companies, but we shop all the major insurance companies at our insurance agency. I'll email you a quote so you can see exactly what it looks like. All right?
Okay.
All right. I guess
all right.
Jeff's on the line.
Okay.
All right. So you were just accusing me during the break, John, of not providing enough useless information this week while I was on the show, or last week even.
Oh, right. Okay. I wasn't accusing you. I was thanking you.
I went to my source of useless information where I stack information that I read as I travel.
Your S-O-U-I is where you went to.
My source of useless information. Very good. S-O-U-L-I.
All right.
You only got two minutes here.
What,
we don't have any trivia music probably, but I'll give you the trivia question. How many major league players are there in the major league baseball in 2016 season this year, not a multi-year contract, in this year, in 2016 salary, are going to earn and take home gross $10 million or more this year?
Just from 1 year.
How many players in baseball?
Eight. I don't know.
Adam, you want to yell from behind the camera there?
About 100.
Adam says 100, you say 8.
Right.
Adam is going to win today's trivia. Tuesday trivia goes to Adam. 127 Major League players will earn $10 million or more this season, according to the Major League Baseball salary information.
That's ridiculous. What?
The Royals have two players on their opening day roster who will earn less than $1 million. Everyone else earns over $1 million a year on the whole team.
Was that the world champion Kansas City Royals that you mentioned, Terry Keyes?
All right, and who is the highest paid player in all of baseball this year? This is this year's income.
Pete Rose. I don't know who.
Mr. Clayton Kershaw, pitcher with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, that makes sense.
Just a cool $33 million.
Okay.
A cool $33 million. And I could go on and on and on. The highest paid catcher in all baseball.
Posey?
Yeah, of course. Oh, he's going to get himself a cool $21 million this year. Okay. 20.8 to be exact.
Well, that's good. See, you took this useless trivia, and while it's sports related, it does have some money. There's a money bit to it, right?
Yes.
So we can say when we tell everybody, you know, this is a money program that you
They even have it by
money.
They even drew a little picture, and they have it by position.
Really?
Who's the highest paid shortstop? Who's the highest
Fred
paid?
Fred Potek.
Huh?
Fred Potek.
No, Troy Tulowitzki for the Blue Jays.
Oh,
see?
All right.
How about the highest paid outfielder in all of baseball?
Amos Otis.
No, Cepedas.
Okay, well, there you go. We're out of time. But thank you, Terry. Of course, those players I mentioned all retired.
I told you I could get us
ago.
To the next break.
Johnny D and Terry Keyes, if you need Terry or Professor Plum off the air, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. For Terry Keyes, I am Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.